They call him Arthur Mello.
You like that, Mo? Mo Stewart joining me on the gutter. Josh Sexton joining me on the gutter.
Mid face palm.
I mean, like is the word.
They call him
use.
Arthur Mello. Oh, come on. It's a song. It could work. This is the gutter. This is transfer deadline day gutter. And the excitement in the room is you could cut it with something sharp. The breaking news as we have it, and it'll probably be old news by the time you hear this, who knows how quickly we'll get the show out, is that Juventus's Arthur, full name Arthur Mello,
quite right,
is on the edge of signing a loan deal with the Mighty Reds. He was jetting, I think, across the continent to Liverpool for a medical last night. And all the major journos are saying this is nearly done. So that's very interesting. We'll come on to talk about him, and we'll come on to talk about how the rumours linking Liverpool to Douglas Luiz aren't yet dead. I very much think Liverpool need to do two, but we'll come on to that. I want to dive deep into Arthur Mello, Mo. I'm going to throw some basic facts into the air, and you can give me the detail. He's just turned 26, so on the surface, he's a Liverpool kind of profile player. He played for Barcelona. I believe he played for Barcelona in the 4-0 defeat, or he came on the bench at Anfield, the famous 4-0 defeat, so he knows Anfield well. He signed for Barca in 2018 for $31 million. He's a stocky 5'7", centre mid. He then moved to Juve in 2020 in an €82 million deal, which involved Pjanic going the other way.
It involves a lot of people looking the other way as well, by the way.
Well, go on, give me an overview then.
Of Arthur himself, I think he's a player with good qualities. I can see why Liverpool have targeted him from a certain perspective. If you look at what he's good at, he's good at recycling possession. He's good at being able to kind of drop a shoulder and beat a man. He's good at playing penetrative balls when he's close to the opposition's box. He's very much like that Liverpool kind of... the way I described it upstairs is very much is like if you're kind of squinting at Thiago,